Foolish mortal, who is the one who has released me from my infernal prison?
Oh, wow, you are tall.
What? What dark purpose has led you to seek out the services of one such as I? I warn you now, puny human, to cut a deal with the demons to play with forces far beyond your mortal comprehension.
You want to fuck? Seriously? That's it? You summoned a demon from the deepest pit in the fiery bowels of hell. So you could fuck her? That's gotta be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, look at this place. So many circles drawn on the floor, fancy silver knife, and just how many candles is that? How much did all of this cost you? And you did all of this instead of just summoning a human sex worker for a few bucks? You wanted the best of the best. Well, I appreciate a man with some ambition, but why me? A succubus? You were trying to summon a succubus. You called me to this place by accident. While trying to summon a succubus? No, I'm not a succubus. Do I look like a succubus to you? Why are you looking at me like that? I bet you know what you're thinking. Come on, I'm not that short, am I? There's adult humans shorter than me, I think. And I'm not flat. Look at these puppies. Do they look flat to you? They're a little small by human standards, but do you see these hips? Most people describe them as childbearing. Wait, that's not the point. I'm not a succubus. I'm not some dirty sex demon. I'm an imp, you know, one of Hell's mischievous servants. If you're wondering why I'm naked, aside from the thigh-high socks, you kind of summoned me while I was getting dressed. Wait a minute. If this summoning circle is meant to contain and control succubi, then...
Freedom! You fool! In your hubris, you did not realize that your female summoning circle would be woefully insufficient to contain a being of my might.
Crap, I have no idea what to do now. Come on, I really didn't expect to make it this far. It's not my fault you summoned me alone to some dirty apartment in the middle of... Where are we? Right, in the middle of wherever the hell that is. Gosh, I have no idea what comes next. I can't very well start cutting deals with you after you saw me humiliate myself like this. But I don't just want to go back down to hell. It's, well... Hell. You okay with me crashing on your couch until I figure things out? I think we can work out a little deal until then. Just because you didn't get a succubus doesn't mean you can't get what you wanted. But first, I'm kind of hungry. Mind if I grab something to eat? Gotta make sure human food is edible for imps like me. Okay, so this is the kitchen, right? Let's see what we've got here. What's in this bag? Potato chips. Let's have a taste. Oh, what a nice house. This is amazing. It's so firm and crisp. The flavor is so salty. This is the greatest delicacy I've ever tasted in all my thousands of years of existence. Really? I can have as many as I want? You really, really mean that? Oh, thank you, thank you. You might be the only human I've ever met, but you must be the nicest guy in all the world. Whatever can I do to repay you? Right. There's still my end of the deal. Cashing in on it kind of quick, aren't you? Yeah, what the hell, you're cute enough. Let's do it. Alright, let me do it. Hey, put me down! Just because you're bigger than me, you think that means you can drag me wherever? Is that it? To your bedroom? Why's that? More comfy than the floor? I guess. You might have wanted to fuck me in front of the window or something. Okay, we're here. Put me down already. Thank you. So, if we're gonna have sex, the first thing we need to do is get this bad boy out. Wow. That thing's huge. Well, human cox is big? Shut up. Everything on humans is big to me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yuck it up. Short girl takes a big cock. It's so funny, I forgot to laugh. Let's see if you're still laughing after I swallow it all. I thought that would shut you up. This tiny little imp's mouth sucking down your entire length a bit too much for you? Ooh, you're tensing up an awful lot. You want to grab onto something? Help steady yourself? I'd just hate for my amazing blowjob skills to knock you clean off your feet. Whoa, hey, hands off the horns! Not the kind of demon you can just grab and face fuck on the first date. Okay? Okay. Oh. This is clear stuff that's gathered at the tip. This is the second tasty new flavor I found today. The human world is just full of wonders. As much as I'd love to taste you more, I don't want you coming before I've had my fun. Besides, you probably want a good look at my pussy before you fuck it, don't you? In fact, you should probably do more than that. You know, to return the favor before you get to fuck me. Considering you've summoned me so unexpectedly, not to mention you... you did touch my horns. Yeah, I thought you'd see it my way. Here, it's probably easier for you if I sit on your bed, right? I wonder if you've ever had a naked girl in your room before. You should be grateful, human. Oh, fuck. Guess I didn't even have to tell you to focus on my slit. Thigh highs really draw attention to it. Huh. Why don't you kiss it if you like it that much? That's a good boy. You want me to spread it so you can get a better look? Keep kissing. Show me how much you want it. You fucking love my pussy, don't you? You like how pretty the lips look, like little petals. How my sweet scent fills you, makes your cock stiffen in your boxers. You've probably never seen anything like my pussy before. The way the wet pink folds of it look against my red skin when it's spread like this. It's pretty beautiful, isn't it? Oh, such a pretty human. There you go. Keep kissing me. Service your new mistress. Try using your tongue as well, baby. Yeah. Nice and slow. You summoned me here, so you better make it worth my while. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. Lap at my slit, puppy. Oh, press your face a little closer like a good human slut. Come on, nuzzle into me. Oh, it's okay. I'm just running my fingers through your hair. Mistress is gonna guide you, sweetheart, so don't worry about a thing. Oh, hell. You aren't too bad at this. I bet you've always dreamed of this, of having your face fucked by a cute little imp. Be honest, slut. You know succubi aren't any fun. They just drain men, turn them into mindless, humping animals. But I can treat you right. I'll cuddle you and pet you, give you all the love humans need. Someone liked the sound of that, didn't he? You must be feeling deprived, sweetheart. I'm sorry. But it's okay. Because you have a mistress now. You're my good boy. Yeah, rub my clit. You're gonna be if you're a good boy, and you drink my cum, I might even make you my pet. You want to be my pet, huh, slut? To be owned by a fearsome imp? Oh, you're moaning so much. I guess I got my answer. Oh, you're going to look so adorable on a leash. I guess keeping my tail wrapped loosely around your neck will have to do for now. I'm so glad a succubus didn't get her claws into you. They don't deserve a human this wonderful. Oh, fuck. I'm almost there, sweetheart. Can you feel how my pussy is? How tight it is as it squeezes around your tongue? Oh, it's gonna feel even better around your cock after you satisfy me. Get ready. Mitzvah's just gonna squirt in your mouth. Oh, fuck. That's it. Keep rubbing. It's just like that. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, shit. That's just what I needed. Oh, you give better head than any of the demons I've been with. And let me tell you, that is quite the accomplishment. I once had an orgy with 4 incubi. I don't know, it just came over me. You just brought out a side of me that really wanted to bully you when you had your face between my soft thighs like that. I guess humans are just so naturally submissive to demon kind, even one as small as me. I think I'm probably right when I say we'll both see that part of me again pretty soon. I mean, look how wet your face is. That tells you all you need to know about how well you did. But don't worry, I'm not done with you yet. You still haven't come, and what kind of mistress would I be if I let my new human pet with blue balls? You've been so good to me, so I'm gonna let you come in me as a reward. You'd like that, wouldn't you? I know you want to see your thick cum oozing out of my tight little pussy, even if you won't admit it. It's a natural desire for human men. Even I know that, so. What do you think? It's a pretty nice view, isn't it? You get a pretty good look at my cute little ass when I'm on my hands and knees like this. And it's the perfect position for you to grab my belly to feel your cock bulging inside of it. Look at my tail spreading my pussy for you. That's all the invitation you need, human. Are you gonna fuck me or what? Alright, you better get started before I change my mind. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. How long has it been since I felt something this good? You feel free to start moving. I'm ready to start. Oh, by darkness. Oh, you feel amazing. Yeah, that's right. That's it. Just pound the hell out of my demon pussy. Send all that huge fucking cock into my tiny imp body. I can take it. I can take you. Oh, you feel like your hips hitting against my ass? Doesn't feel so small now that it's swallowing you up and taking such a beating from you, does it? Fuck. Oh, I love the way it rubs up against my cervix. No way I can go back to other imps after this. Ah, damn it. Oh, I told you not to touch my horns. They're sensitive. That wasn't an invitation to grab one of them. You think you're smart? You think you're so tough? Don't forget, I'm the one in control here. Let's see how you like this. How's that feel? That's my tail going right into your ass. Never felt anything like this before, have you? The way you can wriggle it around like this. It's better than some sex toy, right? Think some boring-ass succubus could do this? Oh, no, don't fight it. Seriously, don't fight it. You might get hurt. No, I don't want that. Jeez, you're giving me free food and rent here. I'm trying to pay you back, not, like, hurt you or steal your soul or anything. Just relax, okay? I promise this will feel good. Feel that? Like this. I can prod directly at your insides and stimulate you directly. Most human men don't realize how versatile their assholes are. I can bring you right up to the edge and then pull it back. Make it last as long as I like. Oh, is that bad? Do you want to shoot your cum into my tight, tiny imp pussy? Well, I guess since you've been so nice to me, I can let you come. But only on one condition. And that condition is, I need you to come harder than you've ever come in your entire life. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, go completely wild inside of me. I'm not going to show you any mercy. I'm going to keep fucking that ass with my tail until you completely empty those balls inside of me. You're going to get it close. I'm going to come. I'm going to shoot all that sticky white cum inside of me and fill my little womb. Do it already. I'm going to milk you dry. Come, come, come. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. That's the shit right there. Nothing like making a guy jizz his fucking brains out inside of you. Hey, you still alive? Good. I know it was pretty intense. I mean, that was the entire point. Just take a deep breath. You'll be alright. But if you touch my horns again, you'll be getting more than just my tail up your ass. You got that? Good. I may as well pull my tail out of you so you can turn us over. I want to stay on top of you, but keep your cock in me, okay? I like how it feels, especially after you filled me up. Oh. Hey, that's better. What's the problem? Your eyes are kind of wide. Why do you look so... Oh. 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 You think you might have bred me, don't you? Would that really be so bad? Maybe one of my little demon eggs was feeling lonely. Look, well... Cross that bridge when we come to it. I mean, that's assuming we come to it. Please don't send me back. It's so boring in hell. I can't go back to being a servant there when it's so much fun pushing a human around. Especially one that likes it this much. Really? You're okay with me staying with you? You'll let me be your mistress? Oh, thank you so much. I promise I'll stick by your side. I don't really know what a girl like me can do to help out, but... I guess maybe I can learn to cook or clean or something. You'd be happy just having me around. That's... Well, then I'd be happy to stay. And look at it this way. If I do get pregnant, there's even more reason for me to stay here, right? But that's not what's important right now, right? What I really want to know is, where can I get some more of those chips? I'm just kidding. I can wait for now. I'm not familiar with humans, but it's pretty easy to tell you're a needy and cuddly one. It's gonna be fun staying here. Maybe tomorrow I can work on some disguise magic and we can get a nice collar for you. Or we could just fuck like rabbits. I mean, anything's possible, right? Whatever happens, I know it'll be better than the life I led before. Good night, my lovely human.